Welcome back to another episode of We Are Challenged, where me and Liz discuss everything about MTV's The Challenge Battle of the X's. Liz was away last week, sunning herself in Cuba and drinking lots of rum.
Yes.
While I was stuck in, well, I wouldn't say it was cold because we're having unseasonably warm weather in Toronto, so it wasn't too bad. But Merch Jaffer filled in, and we want to thank him again for helping us out last week.
Yes.
But Liz, have you been able to catch up on everything The Challenge?
I have, and I also want to say a big thank you to our stand-in host last week. I listened to him and you talking, and I felt that he was an amazing host. The guy knew everything about about The Challenge. I mean, he knows everything about all reality shows, apparently, but he seemed quite knowledgeable about it, and I almost felt like you could have used him more than me this week. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we love Merch, but
him. He was really, really good.
He is a reality superstar.
And he just so many interesting insights, especially as somebody who has hung out with these people. Like, that was the thing that I was just like, holy crap. Like, when he was talking about how he's met all of them, and he knew that Johnny and Mark were best friends, like, on the inside. So I think we might be able to, if he wants to come back, I invite him to come back for a three-way conversation, maybe the finale or something.
I think that'd be great. Yeah, I think we could do a good preview finale, but...
Anywho.
And I
also want to say that I won't go too much into detail about it, but last week's episode, not the past week, but the one that I missed, was amazing. Like, a really, really good episode of TV. Loved it. And I wish I'd been there, and I missed you guys when I was in Cuba. But anyways, more importantly is this episode.
This episode was maybe a little bit of a downer compared to the last week's, but yeah. It was still, I liked it. You know, I thought it had its ups and downs. Focus a lot on Ty and Paula and their budding romance. And
a lot of focus on the couples this week.
It did feel like there were...
You know, it was kind of like a romance, and even Camilla and Johnny, there's a little bit. So it was a romantic episode, I think.
And of course, you know, what doesn't say romance but Lube Me Up, which was the name of the first challenge.
Yes, and I'm kind of, again, I was telling Matt before we started that I'm kind of rewatching it muted beside me as I do this podcast, and watching these people get lubed up again is quite enjoyable. But what did you think about this first challenge?
I feel like this first challenge had a lot of potential. I feel like it was well planned out, but the contestants didn't quite take it to the max. And by that, I mean, I feel like there could have been a lot more strategy and manipulation involved. And yet nobody really kind of did that. Which I was surprised about.
Yeah, it was, except that moment that when Emily was just standing there, just kind of like waiting for Paula. That was, and she said she's something along the lines of she was like going right into the lion's den, like slowly but surely walking into it.
Yeah.
But it's true. It was kind of just like a silly more than it was strategic.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been maybe... You know, I feel like it, maybe in a different season with different cast of characters, this would have been a really good challenge because you would have had Evan being like directing his girl and being like, okay, you three need to work together to get these two out. And
yeah.
And there was some strategy, like Anissa and Rachel tried to strategize to get Camilla out.
Right.
But they weren't really communicating too well. And I thought Anissa's exit was ridiculous. Like, she's like, I waited for Rachel to come back, and I don't know what to do. It's like, you just have to get the ball and go out. It's not that complicated. You know,
it was just clearly kind of not thought out. No one really, it almost seemed like they were just thrown into it. They didn't really have time to talk about it.
Yeah.
But who emerged victorious in this competition, Matt?
Once again, it was Johnny and Camilla. CT and Diem did really well. Diem was incredibly impressive. That Diem Camilla fight at the last for the power couple. Yeah. Those two went at it, and
that was a good fight. I liked that. Yeah. I also loved watching both Johnny and CT like prance over the over the slippery or the slip and slide. Like they just and Johnny tweeted about how he like was walking on water, right? And it's true, it was crazy. Like they were just and CT was like on his tippy toes, just like
Yeah.
run across it, no problem. So the guys did really well. I'm just rewatching as we speak the DM and Camilla fight, and it's true, they both put up a really, really good fight. Camilla is crazy. Like she's a really good challenger. I mean, like we knew it before, but I think her and Emily are both like showing themselves as like extreme competition. Would you agree?
I agree. Camilla's kind of flown under the radar because she doesn't get credit because of, I think because of her partner situation. Everyone just kind of.
Also, she doesn't look that intimidating.
It's true, she doesn't.
She's really tough. Yeah, like she's just like she's feisty and she knows that she's competitive, but she doesn't look that intimidating. She kind of looks like a ditz, but
Yeah.
she comes out of nowhere all the time and ends up being like this amazing competitor. So her and Johnny are a really good pair. I'm thinking I'm going to project that they're probably going to win the season.
The way, yeah, it's looking like they're the definitely the team to beat. It's gonna be
Which is
tough
kind of
because
boring. Like I hope they don't win because it's just so expected.
it's true. It would be nice to see an upset, but
But I'm thinking that. What
so then
else?
okay, well. Because of Paula gets, you know, Paula loses in the first round, and they're her and Dunbar thrown in. And I was really expecting Paula to do her whine act and be like, "Johnny, you can't send me in. Johnny, you can't send me in." Or Johnny, so not sorry, not send me in. You have to put against blank, or you can't put these people again. I thought she was gonna play all these little whining games, and I have to say, thank you, Paula. You did not. Dunbar, you know, did the talking for the team and was trying to. You know, I don't know how much I think Johnny was going to put in Rachel and Neeson no matter what, but I like to thank Paula for not doing her standard, you know, expecting all of her friends to save her ass.
Definitely. I actually want to add to that and say I never thought I would say this before, but Paula is almost a likable character this season.
I agree.
She does a lot to piss me off.
I've never been a huge Paula fan until this season. I think maybe her winning last year has kind of gotten the monkey off the back, and she's not as tense. She's more relaxed.
She's not saying things just for the sake of, shocking the cameras or just a huge SLUT. But although saying that, there is this huge intrigue going on right now between her and Ty. And frankly, I'm surprised that this is happening. I thought it was funny how they did it because the first shot that they showed when they kissed, and I'm saying that in quotation marks, was when they were like, I forget what they were doing, like a suck and blow or something. It was like a little exchange of something mouth to mouth. Like it wasn't a real kiss, right? And then I thought to myself, oh, okay, like this was all fake. Like the whole romance, budding romance thing was just kind of hyped up through previews. But then they just went at it. And I just think to myself, I don't know. Was it planned? Was it something Paula knew was going to happen? Like, who puts themselves in that situation knowing full well that
The boyfriend's gonna
I
find
can't
out.
wrap my head around it.
It is interesting because like she knows that her boyfriend's gonna find out. She's talking to the camera, talking about how she feels bad about it, and then she says something like, "Well, you know, like she kind of shrugs her shoulders like she had no control over this
What
happening."
happened?
And
And you know
the
what
one
I
thing I
think?
found interesting was she talks about Ty like he's this God's gift to women. And I'm not saying Ty's not a good-looking man. Like he does, you know, he's in good shape, he's but no other women seem to think Ty is all that, and every other season he seems to get kind of shunned and ignored by the women. So I'm just kind of worried, is this because Ty's winning, or is this just
Here's what I
Paula, you know, getting
coming from
desperate?
a woman's perspective and watching this from an outside perspective, I think Paula's really insecure. We all know that. She's, admitted to it in the past. She has lots of problems with like self-image and that kind of thing. And I feel like Ty just picked somebody in the house who he thought was kind of like the weakest and saw someone who was in a relationship and wanted to, and he just put everything he had into making her feel like amazing. And then I feel like the moment that they get together, he's gonna just be like, ah, that's it. Like he just wanted the chase. He wanted to show the cameras or whatever, the show that he was able to like get somebody out of a relationship, you know? But then he picked somebody that was so easy. I don't know. It looks bad to me. I mean, she looks bad, he looks bad. I wonder what the boyfriend is gonna do to or say to Ty afterwards. Like what an asshole. Like he knew full well that she's in a relationship, but he pursued and pursued, you know? They
Yeah,
both look bad. And I just
they
it
both
makes
look bad.
me
Ty kind of comes off a little creepy too, just
totally.
the way he talks. He's like, he says like, he was,
Our
I
baby.
fall in love really quickly,
Yeah.
and I'm just focusing on you. And it kind of like, I'm not an expert on the DC season, but I do kind of vaguely remember him latching on to Emily very quickly,
Yeah.
and it was almost like he became like Uber stalker boyfriend type.
Yes. And he'll say anything to make them like be wooed.
Yeah, and it totally turned Emily off because she's a strong woman who's just like, whoa, 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 slow down there.
Yeah,
And it
get
kind
it.
of creeped her out.
But I wonder what's gonna happen. I mean, they're playing it up like it's going to be a problem, obviously, with the alliances. Do you
Well,
think it will?
I think it will be a problem in the sense that at some point, Ty and Emily are probably going to have to go against Dunbar and Paula in the dome. I think that's an inevitable matchup, and even if it's not inevitable, I think the producers will try to make it inevitable
Yeah.
because, you
I
know,
mean,
that just makes
it's
sense.
perfect storyline for the editors and producers is that there's a romance going on that might mess up an alliance. This is just like couldn't be more perfect, right?
I would like to, and I also like to give Dunbar the quote of the week for his quote about this. He was referring to Paula and said, "She's thinking with her ovaries."
Yes, that was cute.
So
And it's
good,
true.
congratulations, Dunbar. You get quote of the week because that was awesome.
You know what's sad? This hap it seems to be a repeated thing. Like I won't go on too much longer about this, but with Paula just looking so just so
Like
desperate.
Mike
Even
last
though
season.
she's more likable, yeah, there has to be somebody she lo I think she loves it when she looks like the one that everyone wants to pursue, like the sexiest character on the show. She loves it that somebody is like being so aggressive with her, and she wants to play that up. She has no power over these things. No, if anybody, I feel like if anyone showed her that affection, she would be cheating on her boyfriend back home. But who knows? Poor guy. Like it's like Jersey Shore. I mean, like with people with their boyfriend back home. I don't know what these shows do to people. Like, you should never, it's been said a million times, but you should never come onto these shows in a relationship.
Yes, I agree. There's Unless that person is with you in the sh like there's, you know, there's been couples that have come on together, and I as much as that's a bad idea, it at least is entertaining. But and the couple's there, so you know, you can't really cheat on her when she's there. But speaking of couples, you can, you know, who did meet on the challenge, we got CT and DM fighting.
That was the same night that Paula and Ty started making out, is when this huge fight erupts.
So to me, the fight seemed to spark when DM kind of starts bringing up. I think CT said something about how, oh, Paula and Ty kind of reminds me of us when we got
Us, yeah.
together. And she got all mad and she's like, oh, we're better than them. We're not just a hookup. And
And then he was like, it's so, I don't know. I see both their sides in this.
yeah, and
Because
she, DM really annoyed me when she threw she kind of was trying to throw something in CT's face. She said something to the effect of, "I know you like me and I know you love me." And
yes.
then CT just kind of snapped, and
Of
it's
course he did. And she knew it. She knew she
yeah.
was baiting him and that he would snap at that. I mean, I think that they're constantly giving each other little underhanded blows and because they're mad at each other. I don't know, but wow, it really escalated
Yeah,
fast.
it sure did.
And seeing her on the bus, that was kind of weird and uncomfortable with yelling at her and her crying. I don't know. Their relationship is tumultuous. And she was drunk, of course. Like, you can tell he was too. I think they'll be okay. But yeah, that whole situation. And I mean, it was kind of for her to say we were better than them, you know, we were more special. It's just throwing in his face that, you know, why did you break up with me then? You
Yeah.
know, why are you saying that kind of thing when you were the one that ended it all? And I think, and he's doing the whole, it's a very kind of go-to thing for guys who've had their heart broken, is saying, I don't want you. Like, stop. Just, like, you're obsessed with me. Get away from me. Why are you so crazy about me? And then that set her off. And
Yeah.
they know how to piss each other off, obviously.
They
But do
do.
you think it's going to affect them in challenges?
Well, I mean, they haven't done that well, let's be honest, in any of the
That's
challenges. I
true.
mean, besides this past week, I think that's the closest they've come to winning.
You're right.
I mean, they haven't lost, so that's a good thing. I mean, they haven't finished last in any of them, but at some
Just
point,
amazing. Everyone kind of thought they'd be a
yeah,
standout couple, but Johnny
that's
and
true.
Camilla is really showing that they're the stars, right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Like, I mean, there's only what, five teams left now? Is that right? Am I counting right? We got CT, DM, Johnny.
I'm trying to think.
We got
Let's count.
Ty,
Emily
Emily,
Pye, Paula Dunbar, Johnny Camilla.
CT, DM, and then Mark Robin.
Yeah, five.
So, I mean, there's gonna be two more domes. You'd assume that there's gonna be three in the finals, I think. What if, you know, what if CT and DM lose one of these challenges? And then somebody has to throw, somebody has to get picked to go against them. That's, you know, that's gonna be tough. I mean,
I'm
but
just trying to think of it. Yeah, I mean, like, it's true. We haven't seen them being, especially CT, we haven't seen him, like, put to the test. Like,
yeah.
he's not the scary competitor that he was in past seasons. He's the one that everyone's afraid of going into the dome with because he's never really been close to. They're just a neutral pairing.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't shown their stuff yet. But I want to make one comment, and I tweeted about it. Do you find it weird that Dunbar is like a non-character?
It's true. Besides the quote of the
And
week, he doesn't
on,
really get much airtime.
he's never making comments, and he's also just has no storyline whatsoever. Everyone else has a little bit of a storyline. I mean, they're making like even like Mark and Robin are kind of going under the radar, but there's still Mark being kind of a dick to her and saying, you know, she's gonna he's just like keeping her craziness at bay, and then Mark is like the hot older character, but there's no character around Dunbar. They haven't spent a moment
It's
going.
true. I think maybe he's just sitting back, and maybe he's not drinking. Maybe he's, you know,
No,
just.
yeah, he seems to be really laying low, and I think that on its own, that they haven't made him a character, can guarantee that they're not gonna win because no one has anything to say about him, you know,
Yeah.
on Twitter, on anything. No one wants Dunbar to win. You know, like, I think they'll be out soon. You
So,
think?
yeah, I mean, I still sticking with the final three of CT, DM, Johnny, Camilla, Ty, and Emily. I think that's the three.
Yes, I
I
agree.
mean, Mark and Rob, I mean, obviously, Mark and Robin, I'm not really discounting them, but I feel like, you know, if they go in a dome against Ty and Emily, Emily's going to destroy Robin,
Really?
and
I don't know.
I don't know. She's just such, she's amazing.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Well, I mean, obviously it depends what the dome is. But you know, I think psychologically, Ty and Emily are really confident right now. They, you know, whether they're not winning the challenges, but they've won two domes so far, and they seem to feel like even if they get thrown in a dome, they're going to be fine. So.
And one more thing about Ty and Emily before we could get into the final challenge. I think one good thing about Emily is that she's not letting this stupid relationship with Paula and Ty affect her. She seems to be laughing it off.
Yeah.
Whereas there could be some girls that would get, even if it was a relationship of the past, they could get jealous or they could just be pissed off that they're their partner is doing something so stupid, so strategically stupid. And she, there's like a beautiful scene where she's in bed and they're doing it like 5 centimeters away from her bed, and she's just laughing her ass off, which is good. So I think if they if she can maintain that sense of cool, and that they're gonna do really well. I think that they could get to definitely the last spot. So
yeah, I think Emily was more amused by the whole situation than anything else, which is the right way to handle it.
Which is really good, and it makes me like her more. I think she's a really likable character, and they're definitely playing up her likable assets. So, okay, so should we get to the final challenge then?
Yes. So, surprise, surprise, Johnny and Camilla throw Rachel and Nisa in. Maybe it was because they're trying to appease Paula. Maybe just because Johnny's been throwing Rachel and Nisa in all the time. So it makes sense to just kind of go back to the well. And they have to face Paula and Dunbar. And right off the bat, I was like, well, this is intriguing. It's not really clear cut who would win in this challenge. Yeah.
It was a fair matchup, I think.
Yeah.
Although I expected Rachel and Anissa to win. Right from the get-go, but it is fair. I mean, like, it's like two really strong competitors, but two women, Rachel and Anita, versus a really hulky, I guess, strong guy and a kind of a weak girl with stamina. And it was a repeat. How do you feel about that? It was
Well, it seems like they've only got three challenges, three dome challenges, and they're just kind of run through them. It does kind of annoy me that they've only decided they can only come up with three and they're going to rotate them. If they're only going to come up with three, I feel like they should have done something where in the past they had that dice where, you know, they threw, I forget what season that was, where they had a dice and you roll the dice and that's what the one you get. So at least that way it's because I feel like now you can predict which dome it's going to be now. I feel like they knew it was going to be banded together before they even got there.
We talked about this before, but I think that one of the reasons that it's not a dice roll is because there's a pairing of girls and the producers want more control over what's going to happen in these challenges. They want to make it like totally unfair. But this particular challenge, it looks so hard to me. none of these challenges I could do, but really quickly back to last week, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting your friend's name who came on
as
co-host. Yes, he said that he loved that jumping from
platform to platform.
That was the best competition, and I just want to say I could never ever have done that, and I was really impressed that no one fell. Anyways, okay, back to this week. So how do you feel about how it went down?
I think Dunbar and Paula had the right strategy.
Yeah.
I call it the Leroy strategy. For our dearly departed Leroy, we miss you. Rachel and Nisa didn't really have a strategy per se. They kind of just went at it, and then eventually Anissa kind of sat back, and I feel like
close.
It was very close. Paula dug it out. She didn't give up, and she fought through the pain, it seemed like,
which is very surprising to me. I mean, I didn't expect her to put up with it, but she did.
Yeah,
she got it, and then Dumb Bear came out.
He did what he was supposed to do. He stayed back, and then he kind of surged at the last second. I love the one scene where he's like, Paula, I got to grab your leg. And then she's like, if you grab me, I'm falling right off.
Yeah, because it's true. I feel like that would be immediate. You would. But that was a really nice, tense moment because it looked like they were extremely close, the two teams. They both could have just, shot back.
I almost feel like Anissa, for whatever reason, maybe because of the lack of communication, maybe because she smacked her head in that challenge a couple episodes ago, I feel like she just wasn't quite, she didn't quite have it. And I don't miss, I think maybe she, you know, she wasn't focused. She just, maybe she's worn out because of, you know, the injuries and the fact that her team, they're not really working well together. I'm not blaming her for the loss, but it just seemed like
You're
I've
right.
seen her do a lot better,
Me too.
and
She
I've, you
kind
know.
of loses heart a little bit. She does, like, I'm watching it again, and she does look kind of tired out.
Yeah.
Rachel looked impressive the whole way through. She always looked like she was ready to conquer these competitions. But you're right. Anissa did look a little gassed out, and she just kind of, you know, something that I love though is how cute they're so cute together. I love that they're like best friends and that they didn't take it as seriously, and maybe that's why they lost,
Yeah.
but the fact that they were just kind of giggling about it, I really loved. But I mean, maybe that's why, maybe that affected it. They're just, you know, buddies, and I think they kind of could have taken it or lost it. They didn't really mind either way. They were just having a good time. So, but Rachel, I mean Rachel, they did their best, and they came close, but if it, they won, or sorry, they lost eventually. And I also want to say that I love their exit and probably more than any I've seen this season, when they just kind of walked away, like with their arms around each other, like into the sunset, like just kind of laughing it off. They're so cute. I love them. I love them. And I said it on Twitter, and Rachel tweeted back at me. They're just so endearing to me. What about you? Did you think that it was?
Honestly, I didn't even really notice that
Yeah.
scene. It probably, you know, is I probably was, you know, scribbling something down about, you know, different notes for the podcast, and I didn't actually see that particular scene. I'll have to go back and watch it, but,
It's just the way it was really quick. I mean, they just kind of said, we'll always be, you know, we're going back home, best friends, like we came in best friends, and they just kind of walked away arm in arm. They're just so cute. But yeah, so Paula emerged victorious with Dunbar. So what does that mean for the future, Matt?
Well, it means that there's going to be a tough decision in the next couple of weeks because you have to assume that even though Paula and Dunbar aren't quite in the alliance with Johnny and Mark, they're, you know, Paula probably thinks they are. So at
Yeah,
some,
that's true.
you know, I'm kind of curious to see what happens when, you know, they might have to turn on her, and, you know, she might get, you know, maybe there might be some conflicts among the groups there.
Although they kind of showed Johnny and Dunbar getting into a little bit of an argument, and they. You know, remember earlier on in the episode when he, like you said, Dunbar did the talking in terms
Yeah.
of the decisions, and they seemed a bit pissed at each other. I think it was Johnny, right? Like they were all in the room
Yeah.
and they were kind of just like having a little bit of a spat. And so yeah, I think I don't know if they're gonna I don't think that if Johnny, given the opportunity, Johnny would get rid of them, I think. Like, I mean, again, like we've said, Johnny and Mark are in the strongest alliance. So I don't know. I don't see, you know, I'm going to predict next week they're out. Like who could you see, who would they beat if they were
Yeah.
thrown in? I think they're the weakest couple now.
The only way I could see, okay, here's a scenario where I see them lasting another week, where Mark, Robin, CT Diem lose, and then Johnny and Camilla win, and then throw Ty and Emily against them, instead of Paula and Dunbar. And then, you know, because they're, you know, he wants to throw Ty and Emily against them because against one of those two teams, because he figures, A, it gets rid of a strong team, and B, you know, that way Paula and Dunbar don't get pissed off. So I mean, that could keep them around another week. Then again, they did win a power couple, so
So
stranger things have happened.
we're at an interesting place in the show now where we don't I don't think we can predict who's going to win the first challenge. So we don't know who's going to have power couple anymore, you
Yeah.
know? I think like everyone has a strong chance of winning these challenges now, and it's kind of like more of a it's up in the air. So I think it'll make the next few episodes really interesting. Because I don't think that Johnny and Camilla are going to emerge victorious every single time. There's got to be a time that they fall in the power couple
Okay,
time.
so who's gonna win? Here, I'm gonna throw this out. Who's gonna win Power Couple, and who's gonna be in the dome next week?
Okay, Emily and Ty are going to win Power Couple.
Okay.
And they're obviously going to throw Paula and Dunbar in because
Yeah.
Emily hates Paula. Although, okay, no, I'll just stick with this scenario. And they're going to pit them against Johnny and Camilla. Wouldn't that be a good matchup?
That would be a good matchup.
I want to see, although it would be a bit, it wouldn't be strategically the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
Because Johnny and Camilla can definitely get back at them. But Johnny and Camilla have been throwing them in time and time again. So it's time to, you know, it's their turn. I
Yeah.
think I want to see them in the dome. So whatever happens, I'd like to see Johnny and Camilla in the dome at the end.
I do feel like, and I know they can't do this, but I do feel like they should have some sort of qualification where to get to the final three, you have to at least have done one dome challenge,
True. It's
one
true.
or one equivalent of each season, because it does frustrate me when you see these guys who avoid, and then like get to the finals and
And the girls just that just skirt along and don't have to do anything and just kind of ride the coattails of their partner. But yeah, like I really hope I don't think they'll lose in the dome, but I'd like to see them in the dome.
I was thinking something along the same lines, but I was thinking Emily and Ty winning. I kind of want them to win just because it would throw everything for a wrench. Sorry, throw a wrench in everybody's plans, and it would make them ha make all the other teams scramble and maybe kiss their ass. I was just thinking that maybe it would be Mark and Robin against Paula and Dunbar. I don't know why it just those names just popped in my head. It wasn't really a reason, as to why it would be those four in the dome, but I think that would be an interesting matchup just because Robin's done pretty well, but as Mark keeps reminding us, she could crack at any moment.
Yes, exactly. And one other thing that they seem to be previewing, which is a huge possibility that it could happen because they just kind of keep hinting at it, is that somehow through whatever loss or win, Ty and Emily and Paula and Dunbar go at it in the dome.
Yeah.
Like they just keep hinting that they're going
It's
to have to
true.
face each other somehow. So that could happen, but I'm going to stick with my theory because I think that Ty and Emily are currently the strongest and cockiest there. And I mean, Johnny and Camilla are very much the same, but I have a feeling that next week is Ty and Emily's week to win. And there's going to be some sort of fight over whether or not to throw Paula in, and Ty's going to feel weird about it and all that good stuff. But I'm looking forward to it. And the previews still look really good. Looks like there's a lot of pain. Like there's some really crazy challenges coming up clearly, like the ones where they're like I don't even know what's happening, but they keep showing somebody being catapulted into something by the wind.
I
I think it's Ty.
think it's Ty. He's holding some sort of lawn chair, I think. Is that the
Yeah.
one you're thinking of?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I always thought it was Leroy, but obviously it's Ty. And they that wedding dress competition they keep showing. I think these are the that's the final.
I have a feeling that might be the final
Do
too. It seems like that would be a final thing with the wedding dress.
you know how many episodes we have left?
I would think we have three. I can't confirm. I could go online and confirm, but it would make sense to have three and then have the shit they'd ever sh the shit they should have shown, which always annoys me because if they should have shown it, why didn't they show it?
They should. Yeah,
But it's
totally. And then the reunion, we have to have a little, we have to have a podcast for the reunion because I always love the reunions.
the reunions are always interesting. You always get a little bit more background.
Yeah.
I do have one final question that I want to maybe wrap this up on. I think we've each kind of had some enjoyed and also kind of been annoyed with the setup of the Battle of the Exes. We've it's worked and it's not worked.
Yeah.
But what would you like to see as the format for
The next.
next season? It could be recapping, like doing something similar to old seasons, or just something totally new. What would you like to see?
I'm really happy you asked me this question because as we were talking, I thought, how can I say or bring this up and have it be relevant? Because it's something that I've wanted to say on air for a long time. I had an idea, and I told you about this last season, where this isn't, I guess, it's just a finale, really. Hope that this happens someday. But what I really wanted to happen on last season, and I'd love it if this happened again, is if the Rivals format came back, but that in the end, and I want to preface this by saying you probably remember that most of the Rivals by the end had learned how to work together and had actually become friends, sort of, like CT and Adam. Like they just started working together, and Tyler and Johnny and whatever. And what I really wanted was the switch right at the finale, where the final challenge would be that the rivals suddenly had to be pit against each other, and that they whoever won, or like I don't know how they would do it, but what I was picturing, I mean, this would never happen this way, but for example, if the competitors like a team. And then the last competition was one against one, where suddenly you had to go back to your like rival mentality and fight your person that you've been working with the whole time for money. I think that would add a huge, like if it was an extra episode or something.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
And because they just develop this camaraderie and then suddenly have to just kind of like go back to the beginning and revert back to that, like, fight mentality, and then see what would happen afterwards at the reunion. Like, are they still friends? Blah 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 blah. Anyway, so that so something along those lines is like a really evil twist. You?
Well, I remember you we talked about this before when the Rivals was on, and it's an interesting idea. Obviously, we'd have to probably wait a couple seasons to revisit Rivals' idea. But I remember we came up with another one, it's kind of a prisoner's dilemma idea where they get like $100,000 and the two pairs have to decide whether to keep it. I mean, they kind of did this on Bachelor Pad 2, so maybe it's a
Yeah.
ripoff, but like you do the keep split it thing.
Yes.
That
Yes.
we talked about that. That would be interesting as well, as like a kind of an evil twist.
And there were
But
so many alliances there and people, friendships and old
yeah.
money makes everyone crazy, right? So.
I'm kind of curious. I kind of think maybe they need, after going back-to-back seasons of pairs, originally I was thinking they need to just go back to like a pure individual.
Yes, yeah, I was just about to say that.
But I'm kind of leaning towards doing one of those four teams, like they have, the they have four teams of people that aren't necessarily allied at all. Like they're just, they're just like they're not, they're not friends, they're not rivals. They're just kind of maybe a mix of new and old people on each team, and I think, because that way it brings a little more strategy into the game, which wasn't here in this season, in the last season even really. I like to get back to a little more gameplay in the house.
One thing I don't like, one format I'd never liked, is veterans versus rookies.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
It's just boring, and you know what's going to happen. There's all the backstory with the veterans, and they always end up doing well. And but I mean, I don't know if I want to see. I don't think they can do this format again, because who else? There are a few other pairings that they could do, but. I wonder what they're thinking of doing, because clearly now they're on a path of doing these kind of like original creative ideas rather than just teams.
Yeah.
So I wonder what's next, Matt.
I mean, we'll find out soon enough. And I did confirm there's three more episodes besides any reunion or special episodes. So that means at least three more podcasts, probably four or five
Yeah.
for us. And I think we should have a wrap up, and then
Yeah.
Maybe if we're up for it, we'll do some real world, but that might be my that might to be de
Yeah.
very dependent on
Our fans.
well, our fans and whether we enjoy the real world season, which
It's true. Which is always a toss-up. Who knows?
according to Wikipedia, the next real world season is in St. Thomas in the US Virgin Islands.
Oh.
So at least there'll be sun and they'll be on the beach a lot. And it's an interesting destination. It's not, it's never been done before. So it could be, Cancun I liked because it was all sun and, they just drank all the time and that was a bonus for that season. So it
Maybe
might
I'm a
work too.
big nerd, but I prefer like the metropolis ones where they have to work. I don't know. I don't really like the kind of like spring break type real worlds.
Yeah.
I like more of a like a hard
Like the
knock
Brooklyn
life.
one.
Yeah, exact. I love the Sydney. I mean, there was beaches in there, but they had to like work there in the city. I don't know. Anyways, but we'll see. And we should probably wrap this up
We
because we've
should.
gone a bit over.
If anyone has any questions, comments, just want to chat us up, our email is wearechallenged@gmail.com,
And
or
of
you
course, we're on Twitter
Twitter.
at We Are Challenged. And I always like to live tweet. So during that time during the show, feel free to pop me some questions or yell at me or get mad at me. And I'll happily tweet back. And yeah, so, and thanks, of course, to the contestants who have been retweeting or tweeting back at us. It always helps us to get a few more followers. And yeah, I keep I'm still loving this season. It's a good one. Definitely like thought the editors, producers are thinking about it, so I'm still pretty attached to it, and I'm definitely looking forward to the next episode.
And I can't wait for the Iceland final challenge.
Oh, it's gonna be crazy with those dogs running through like dog sleds. Okay, well, thank you again for listening, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.